Decades of research show that needle exchanges are an effective way to reduce HIV and hepatitis C infection among injection drug users. And it works like this: bring in one dirty needle and swap it for one clean needle. That means no need to share dirty needles. Each time somebody comes in to make an exchange, they get offered HIV and Hep C testing. There's referrals to rehab, some primary care. But it's taken years for Florida lawmakers to come around to it. Republican State Senator Rob Bradley first voted against needle exchanges 6 years ago. He looked incredulous at a committee hearing about it.
Trying to make sure the person has a clean needle, which is outweighing the idea of the person breaking the law.
This is the main objection from conservative lawmakers. They fear these programs support illegal drug abuse. But public health workers say needle exchanges minimize harm to people who are vulnerable and often hard to treat. HIV rates in South Florida are consistently among the highest in the country. And that's why Florida Democratic State Senator Oscar Brannon kept sponsoring needle exchange bills year after year.
We're ground zero, the South is, for some of the opioid addictions, for the AIDS epidemic, because we haven't been doing those things that help stop that.
In 2016, Miami-Dade County got permission to try the exchange for 5 years. The data collected from this pilot exchange has been a key to winning over skeptics.
And that's because the numbers don't lie.
In just 3 years, the program has pulled more than 250,000 used needles out of circulation. And there's a bonus. The exchange has a partnership to hand out the drug that reverses overdoses, Narcan. That Narcan has prevented more than 1,000 overdoses. Also, users get special plastic boxes to hold their needles.
We are actually stopping the spread of HIV. We're actually reducing the overdoses. We are saving the state, saving the county money.
Brannon says there were compromises to get the bill through. Mainly, counties have to opt in. And they have to find a way to pay for it without using state or local money. In Miami, the pilot exchange gets support from the University of Miami and private donors like the drug maker Gilead. Getting support from law enforcement also helped sway lawmakers, though that didn't happen immediately, says Eldis Diaz. He's the executive officer to the Miami Chief of Police.
It would seem that law enforcement would be a natural antagonist to an organization like the Needle Exchange.
The head of Miami's police union vehemently opposed the exchange when it opened. He suggested the exchange encourage drug use, and he blamed the exchange for an officer getting stuck with a dirty needle. But at a recent forum in Miami, Diaz said the department now sees the needle exchange as a positive force.
I don't know if anybody here has ever reached into someone's pocket and felt a loose needle, but that is terrifying. Now for our officers, when they're doing a pat down, every time you feel that sharps container, which is really protecting you from a loose needle, 100% of the time that you're feeling it, that's an extraordinary source of comfort for us.
Those are the kinds of results that led a lot of Republicans who started out against the exchanges, like Rob Bradley, to come around.
I just want to say, when I started my career in the Senate, I voted against the pilot project, and I was wrong.
To be clear, it's really unusual to hear an elected official in Tallahassee say they've been wrong.
And the results speak for themselves. It's very good public policy.
Bradley and the rest of the Florida Senate voted unanimously in favor this year. The Florida House voted overwhelmingly for it, too, 111-3. Dr. Hansel Tooks runs Miami's exchange, and he's been pushing for this legislation since he was a medical student. He was in the Capitol when it finally passed.
And I just had this overwhelming feeling like, oh my God, we just did the impossible, and we're going to save so many people in this state.
Now that needle exchanges are legal statewide, it's up to each county to decide whether or not to opt in. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.